Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we had seen a kasha at the end of the last shiur, and the kasha was, how is it permitted, according to the Mechaber and other Rishonim, to put on your tefillin before it's man tefillin if you're not going to make a bracha, when we saw that it's usur to do a mitzvah without making a bracha. So to be miyashiv is, how are you putting yourself in a matzah where you're going to make doing a mitzvah without making a bracha? Don't put on the tefillin, and then you won't have to not make a baracha. So it would appear that we could be miyashiv as follows. Behekdem, the following chakira. Begeder hadin shekshiagia zmano memashmesh behemu mivarech. That when the time comes for the mitzvah, you have to be memashmesh, you feel the tefillin, and then you make the baracha. And the Rambam writes, Perakit Aleph, Mechaz Brach Tzlach Aleph, shekol mitzvah, memsheches, efsher, mivarech, b'diyevet, kol zmano mitzvah. You have a mitzvah that is done over a duration of a period of time, you are allowed to make the bracha, b'diyevet kol zman of the time that you're being mekayim the mitzvah. So the shaila is, ha'im kishemavarich birchaso mo'elis nami l'mafreya. When you make your bracha, is this bracha going to be effective even on what you did in the past? Or maybe no, amai dehava hava, or mashikei amai da'ata, is without a bracha. So can you say that a bracha can also go on the past, or no? A bracha is only going on the future. So that you're memashmesh and mevarich, is it going on the past? That you make a bracha on a mitzvah nimsheches, on a prolonged mitzvah. Is the bracha going on what you did in the past, or only on the future? And the fact that you're allowed to make a bracha is because you're still going to be doing a mitzvah in the future. But it doesn't count for the past, or no? Maybe it does count for the past. So we find these two tzadim, Birchas Hanan and Medibrei Amadana Yontif. This is in the seventh parak of Brachos, in Simon Lamed Gimel. Somebody forgot to make a bracha before he ate. And then, Kishinizkar Umvarech, Haim Etakin Lemafreya. He forgot to make a bracha before he ate. And then he remembered, and he made the bracha. Does he fix what he ate earlier? That's how the vush is. He doesn't fix what he ate earlier. That's how Madana Yontif is, that he's metakin the mafreya. So that's beautiful. So we have here a machlokes, whether you can make a bracha and be metakin what happened in the past. And this really would be a machlokes kamai. We brought Achronim who argue about it. We can even bring Rishonim who argue about it. And that is that we say in brachas that Rav washed his hands, read Kriya Shema, and then put on his tefillin, and then he davened. The Ritva there writes, "V'imtorim masayim varach al tefillin, tamar bein a brachah mein anocham lor." When was he making the bracha on the tefillin? Because it says after Kriya Shema, he made a bracha on the tefillin, and then he davened. So when is he making the bracha on the tefillin? If you're going to say bein a brachim in between paragraphs, he says no, no good. So yesh lo ma'ayin shem in the Ritva. Why? Yesh lo ma'ayin shehu haya meiniach oisim ba'od shehu mispalo. Make the bracha after davening. What about over lasiyasam? So since tefillah is mitzvah kol hayom, it's a mitzvah nimsheches. When he makes the bracha, it's over lasiyasam, and what he's going to do in the future, because the mitzvah isn't yet finished. And he's going to do it in the future, and even though he already did the part of the mitzvah, mehanya bracha l'shaavar lahabo. The mitzvah counts for the past and for the future. How awesome is that? So we see the Ritva, who holds that it counts for the past as well, and the Rabbeinu Tamid, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachos Chafa Mebeis Midape Harif, says that as long as a person hasn't been Mekayim a Mitzvah, even though he hasn't made a Bracha, at the beginning, since he's still Mekayim the Mitzvah, he should make a bracha when he remembers. And he shouldn't say that since he didn't make the bracha at the beginning, it's not considered over l'asiyasa, since he's Mekayim now, even though it's not over l'asiyasa from the past, nevertheless, it's over l'asiyasa for the future. Havei mashi Mekayim acharkach. So he says that it's just for the future, but nothing about the past. So you see a machlokas rishonim, if a bracha works for the past. The Ritvo holds that Birchas HaMitzvahs is mitakin l'mafreya, would seem also to work with the Levush, who says that Birchas HaNenin, you're not mitakin l'mafreya. And the chilik would be as follows, that dafka Birchas HaNenin, the Asur L'Adam L'Echol B'lo Bracha is considered a gazlan, there the Levush holds that it's not mo'el l'mafreya, because he was over on Gzela. He ate without a bracha, but Birchas HaMitzvahs, you don't find an Isser, Lasos mitzvah below bracha. Chazal tiknu levarich al mitzvah. It's not like Gezel. When he eats without a bracha, it's like Gezel. But you don't see mefurish in Chazal that it's asur to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. Chazal were mechayiv you to make a bracha on a mitzvah. So as long as you can be meshayich the bracha to the mitzvah, it's fine. So here it's going to be more kalt. Even if you hold that you're not allowed to do a bracha without a mitzvah, but it's not that Chazal said that it's aser to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. It's not the right thing to do, so it's easier here to fix it by just having some sort of shaychas between the mitzvah and the bracha. So a mitzvah nimsheches, the bracha is shaych to the mitzvah, and therefore you can say that birchas hamitzvahs he's mitakin l'mafreya. Birchas HaMitzvahs, he's metakin l'mafreya, whereas achila, you can't be metakin l'mafreya. Because by achila is mamish an iser to eat without a bracha. But by kiyum HaMitzvah, there's no iser to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. Again, we saw in the Achronim that it shouldn't be done. But since it's not mamish an iser in Chazal, it's much easier to fix it by creating some sort of shaychus between the bracha and the mitzvah. And Mimela, if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, if it's a prolonged mitzvah, so then as long as you're still doing the mitzvah, you can make the bracha, and then the mitzvah will have shaychas also to what you did in the past. So according to this, there's really no kasha on the Taz, who says to put on, you can put on tefillin even at night, because we can say, even though it's mashma, in the, that was the Taz that we saw in the previous, we saw Taz in the previous shir, who says he's talking about wearing the talis. He says that he brings quotes Lavush that the Shliach Tzibur daven slichas wrap himself in a talis and doesn't make a bracha. And he says, how can this be? According to the Rashi, you have to make a bracha. How can you put yourself in a matzah where you're not going to make a bracha? So he says, don't daven without a tifas a talis because of Kavod HaShechina, especially slichas where it's so important. Rather, take your friend's talis and make the bracha. So, we can say as follows, that it's mashir from Tosim Rabbeinu Peretz that we saw in the previous year that you're allowed to wear tzitzis or tefillin and make a bracha afterwards when the time comes, because they hold like the Ritva, that by Birchas HaMitzvahs, if you make a bracha in the middle, you're mitaking the past. But the Taz is talking about a case where you're never going to be able to be mitaking. Why? Because you're not making the bracha at all. What are we talking about here? Somebody who's wearing a talis at night, so he's going to take it off and he's never going to make a bracha. If you're never going to make a bracha, ain't allowed to bear that, you're not allowed to do. So he says, take your friend's talis. So if you're going to make a bracha eventually, so then the Taz would agree that it's fine. Like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz told. And that's why we asked, how are you allowed to make a bracha? How are you allowed to do a mitzvah without a bracha according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that we saw in the previous shir, where it's tzitzis and tefillin, and not make a bracha in the meantime? The answer is the bracha you make later is mitaken the past. It fixes the past like the Ritva holds. And the Taz, who says not to wear the talis, he's holding that he's talking about a case where you're not going to make the bracha at all. you're not going to be able to make a bracha at all. There, you shouldn't do it. However, it's not so pashut, because the Mordechai brings Das Hari. The Mordechai brings Das Hari, Bruchas Tefillin. Shemisha Nesatef, the tzitzis balayla, somebody wears tzitzis at night, when the time comes, it's not enough just to feel the tzitzis, rather you have to take off the talis and then put it back on again, and then make the bracha, because mishmish b'tzitzis doesn't count. Mishmish tefillin, moving your tefillin around a little bit, shaking it a little bit, that counts. But tzitzis, it doesn't work, because you're still wearing it, you gotta mamish take it off. So now, hadra kashil guchta, the kasha comes back, how's it mutter to be misatef b'tzitzis balayla? Mashim avarech acharkach vaday lo metakin lo mafreya. Because when you make the bracha afterwards, vaday, you're not metaken l'mafreya. Why you're not metaken l'mafreya? And it's considered a hefsek, and the bracha is on the new atifa. So now we have a kasha on this Mordechai. How could it be that when you put on tzitzis at night, when the time comes, you have to take it off and put it back on? So now you're not going to get a bracha on what you wore. We said the whole word of making the bracha for the mitzvah nimshaches is that it's going to count on what you did earlier. But here it's not going to count on what he did earlier, because it's a completely new atifa. So how are we going to deal with that? Here it's a completely new wrapping. So it could be that we could be miyashiv the teretz nachum. Could be that we have a teretz for this too. Says Harav Harwitz Shlita. It's the machlokas of Mechabim Ramon or Rechaim Simenches. If you doubt it, somebody makes a bracha on a talis and takes it off. Al das lachzer velilbosh. Hayim chayav lachzer velavarech kishalovsha. Somebody makes a bracha on a talis and he takes it off, and he has in mind to put it back on. He has to make a bracha when he puts it back on. So that's a machlokas Mechabim Ramon. You make the bracha when you put it back on, when you take it off, al das lachzer velilbosh, after you already made a bracha. You have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. So the tour holds, and so passing the Ramah, you don't have to make a bracha, because taking it off is not a hefsek. Ayin shem b'beis Yosef, b'darkei Moshe. So now, according to this, we could say something correct, that the re quoted by the Mordechai holds, that if somebody has to take off his talis and put it back on again, he holds like the Torah and the Ramah, that a poshe talisu al das lachzer levarech ain't chayav levarech shenis. You have to make a new bracha. So therefore, that would mean that the bracha you make on the second ituf is also going lemafrei. It goes in both directions. Just like the first bracha you made is going to work on when you took your talis off and then put it back on afterwards, it's going to go on the second levisha. So too, when you take it off and then put it back on, then it's going to also go on earlier on the mafreya, because pshita, taking it off, is not a hefsek. So you had a take it off in order to make a bracha on a ma'aseh mitzvah. But taking off your talis is not considered a hefsek. And therefore, he could take it off, put it back on again, and then make the bracha. And then it's also going to go on what happened earlier. And this also is going to help us when it comes to the minhag ha'olam. We don't make a bracha on talis cut in the morning. We're so meich that we're going to make a bracha on the talis gadol. Like the Beis Yosef writes. So now, a lot of times, or sometimes it could happen, that before he makes the bracha on the talis gadol, he's going to take off his talis katan. So he goes to mikvah, or let's say he goes to the bathroom, and he takes off his tzitzis. So nifsa kalavisha, when he takes off his talis katan, and now he's making, he's putting it back on, and now he's, when he makes the bracha on the talis gadol, it's only going on the second levisha, but not on the first one. So it turns out he's wearing a talis cut without a bracha. Based on what he said, it's very good. The bracha goes on the mafreya. The bracha goes on what he did earlier. So that's super duper. And to conclude, the Mechaber writes in Arachaim Simen Yudzayin Tzif Beis that a tumtan a drogonus are chayiv b'tzitzis. They shouldn't make a bracha, because it's a suffik chiyuv, Because on the tzad that they're an isha, ne'asham rapturos mitzitzis. So the divrei ataz, it should turn out that a tumtum shouldn't wear a beged shel arba kanfos, because he's machnis himself the mitzvah below bracha. He's going to have doing a mitzvah without a bracha. And the mechaber was so same, he wasn't mefarish. So this would seem to be a problem with the taz. See, the mechaber is not like the taz, because the mechaber allows the tumtum and androgynous to wear the tzitzis without a bracha. Unless you say that here there's a special kula, because he can never be mekayim the mitzvah b'bracha. So therefore, we let himself be machan himself l'safik chiyuv mitzvah. But again, according to the taz that we saw in the previous shir, the shlech tzibur wears a talis at night, shouldn't wear a talis that's a chayiv and a bracha, because you don't put yourself in a safik chiyuv bracha. You shouldn't put yourself in a safik chiyuv bracha you shouldn't do a mitzvah if you might not be able to make a bracha. Therefore, he says to borrow the talis from someone else, and it's a talis shula. But here, by Tumtan Androgynous, you see not like that, unless again you say that no. Taz would agree in this case, because the poor guy, he can never be Mekayim the mitzvah, so for a person never to be Mekayim the mitzvah, so one guy not wearing we have a problem on Slichas night, that's a one time issue, it's a beseder, so. Borrow your friends, get around it. But in general, you shouldn't put yourself in a matzav where you're going to do a mitzvah without a bracha. But here, where it's b'derech keva, that this guy will never be able to make a bracha, so maybe he's allowed to. Even though there should be a pashta etza, and the pashta etza is that let this tumtum and androgynous have somebody else be motzi him in the bracha, and he puts it on. And let him have somebody else be motzim in the bracha. Or, in Achanami, women are pater from tzitzis, but who says they can't make a bracha? If they do the mitzvah, some say women are aser b'tzitzis. But that's also a not so pashit, that if a woman does wear tzitzis, she makes a bracha on all mitzvahs, say she's mangramis. So why can't she make a mitzvah here? Why can't she make a bracha here? So that's something to be discussed. And Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we would like to bring a raya and a flaw that it's mutter to be machnis yourself to a safek chiyuv mitzvah, even though you can't make a bracha. And I'm hoping that we get to that shir, because it's really, really exciting. And in the meantime, I give ourselves a bracha that we should be zoche lahamshich liros neflos gedolos. Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.